Beyond Blue will kick off a 16-month roadshow today, visiting hundreds of communities around the country in an attempt to reduce the stigma attached to mental illness. Awareness of mental health issues probably have improved in recent years in this country, but 2,300 Australians still commit suicide every single year. This roadshow will be launched by the federal government and will provide free mental health checkups around the country. Jeff Kennett is the chairman of Beyond Blue. He's in Canberra ahead of today's launch. Jeff Kennett, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you very much, Fran.
Jeff Kennett, why is Beyond Blue going on the road?
Fran, because with this illness so evident in community, and sadly suicide still continuing at a rate that's unacceptable, we need to attempt to reconnect with communities right throughout Australia. By that I mean communities in metropolitan areas, provincial, regional, and also in outlying outback areas, to spread the message, to encourage people to seek help, to reduce the stress and the anxiety that exist in so many businesses, so many families, and sadly in so many cases leads to either attempted or successful suicide attempts.
So, Jeff, will the outback be the outlying areas and the outback areas, will they be the focus of this tour? Because while services can always be approved, and we've talked a lot on this program about and everywhere needing more access and more services and the right services, in some of the rural and regional Australia cities and towns, services are pretty thin on the ground, aren't they?
They are. You're absolutely right. Beyond Blue has been working right throughout Australia, and particularly in drought-affected, trauma-affected, by that I mean flood, fire areas, for over 10 years now. And in fact, in 2005, we did a similar trip with a bus with the support of Rotary, which was very, very effective. But time moves on, and we need to make sure that people have access to knowledge and information. We have a helpline which allows people in remote areas, isolated areas, to ring up for specific advice. So whereas our information line originally was just about directing people to help, we've now put in place a group
helpline.
Of counsellors who can actually provide technical advice.
As I said in the opener, there's awareness is generally higher, I think, of mental health issues in the community more broadly. But there is fairly recent data which suggests that more than half of us with a mental illness in Australia, half the people with a mental illness, will still not seek treatment. That's a key problem, obviously, and that's something to do with access to services. But what's the other factor in there?
I think the other factor is partly that a lot of people don't know they're suffering a depressive illness, so they just tolerate performing at less than their norm. Certainly, a lot of men, and in specific groups, think it is wrong to seek help. It's a weakness. So I'm talking about the military forces. I'm talking about farmers in particular, which is why it's so important to get away from the metropolitan towns. Even sportsmen and women, as you know, when they're competing for a place in the team, many of them are fearful of reaching out and seeking help for an illness, which in many cases, when correctly diagnosed earlier, can be cured. So we have this continual campaign to try and make people aware. And then, of course, you have the extreme elements where people give up, where they think their families and the world will be better off without them, when that clearly isn't the case, because they then cause and leave those, their loved ones, their family, their workplace colleagues, in pain, in many cases, severe pain for the rest of their lives.
It's 27 on Breakfast. Jeff Kennett, the chairman of Beyond Blue, is our guest, talking about a roadshow that's kicking off with Beyond Blue. Jeff, what will be happening when the big blue bus rolls into town?
We will first of all be visiting every Medicare local district throughout Australia. I think there's 69 from memory. We will then be engaging with the public, Fran, that is, we'll be setting up the bus. We have rooms in the bus. We have material in the bus. We have access to computers in the bus. to continue our program of education. We'll also be meeting with the health professionals and those who are associated with providing assistance to community members. We'll be working with some of the service groups, so there will be a range of activities every port that the bus calls into.
Having a big blue bus in the middle of town is well and good, I'm sure, and gets people talking. But for those people, those groups of people you're just talking about who are reticent, and many of them are men, it's fair to say, I think, still, though I know that's a stereotype, you know, they're unlikely to want to go step inside the bus in the middle of town, are they?
No, I disagree with that, with due respect. The bus is a friendly bus. What we are seeing, Fran, it's not all gloom and doom. What we are seeing throughout Australia are men are increasingly responding to issues relating to men's health.
Mm-hmm.
If I can give you a wonderful example, one of the most extraordinary initiatives of recent time has been the establishment and the spread of men's sheds, which you've heard of. There are now over 1,000 men's sheds throughout Australia, and they are to men what the CWA is to women. They're meeting places where men are turning up, isolated men, lonely men, younger men who feel at loss. And these sheds are giving men the opportunity to talk to each other, to support each other. So there are some wonderful things happening in society, but we just cannot be complacent. And the Big Blue Bus is another example of Beyond Blue and community coming together to help each other to try and address this illness.
And addressing the illness, again, you know, access to services is one of the things, but stigma is... it's not the root of all evil, but it's a major problem with it, isn't it? It's why people won't put their hands up to some degree. How, within the community awareness as the bus rolls into town, what's the message there, or how do you go about trying to turn that around to destigmatise mental illness?
I guess we're trying to say to people, take the first step. We're trying to say to employers, try and establish a mentally healthy workplace. We're saying to individuals and family members, it's not a crime to be ill. In my opinion, it's a crime not to seek help. If you are not performing at your norm or your best, how can you best look after those you love? How can you best look after those you have a responsibility for administering? How can you perform best on the sporting field? There shouldn't be any distinction between seeking treatment for a mental illness, for depression, than there is when we naturally go and seek help for a broken leg or a broken arm.
Of course there shouldn't be, but there is, and it's all about trying to turn that around, and that's why, you know, someone of your status being a chair of a body like Beyond Blue is important. It's also, we've just had it confirmed, the Prime Minister will be launching this bus tour, this road trip today. How important is that, and does the federal government's of this country, of whatever persuasion, need to do more on this issue?
Well, Fran, it is important to have leaders in the community standing up and supporting our work. It's interesting that the Health Minister, Peter Dutton, has long done that, and I should say that the Prime Minister launched our bus campaign when he was Health Minister in 2005, so he has form. But I must say that Beyond Blue is a bipartisan organisation supported by all political parties, which makes its work so effective. And you're never going to change things unless you make the attempt to do so. And Beyond Blue has been doing that for 14 years now. You and I wouldn't be having this discussion today about depression 14 years ago. So we're making large inroads. Every government has put more money into mental health, new money, whether they're Labor, Liberal, makes no difference. So we've come a long way, but we still have a journey to undertake.
Jeff Kendall, look, thanks for joining us. We'll put a link to this on our website, the itinerary for the tour, but do you have on the top of your head any idea of the smallest towns you're dropping into?
Yes, I thought you were going to ask me that. And we do, and it goes into places like, now let me just give you an idea. So we go out into South Australia. We're going into Fallura, Kangaroo Island. Have you heard of Kangaroo Island?
I've been to Kangaroo Island.
Well, the little tramp is going out that way. We're going out into the western areas of New South Wales, the far west. We're going to Darling Downs in southwest Queensland. So we're going to be travelling to places, I suspect, some of which you've never heard of.
I'll bet that's true.
That's what we're here to do.
All right, everybody, keep your eye out for the blue bus. Jeff Kennett, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran, for your interest. Have a good day.
Jeff Kennett is chairman of Beyond Blue, and today Beyond Blue starts its 16-month roadshow, heading to over 100 places around the country in that blue bus. The Prime Minister will launch that this morning.